Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes. I just received a notice on my credit card that someone, that there had been a charge today for $59.95, and I have not charged anything this morning.
All righty. So I definitely understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to assist. Give me one brief moment.
What is this business?
What is this business? What is it?
Well, I do customer service for numbers of companies. I'm a third party customer service. May you please provide me your zip code?
37934.
And your first and last name?
Ann Rigo.
Who is James?
What?
Who is James?
James is my husband.
Okay, so is the account is in Mr. James' name, Rigo, R-E-E-G-O?
Right, it's in your
Yes, name. Ma'am. And that billing address for security purposes, please?
11908 Burr Oak Circle, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37934.
We have Farragut, Tennessee.
Farragut, Tennessee, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So, yes, ma'am, we do. I do see a purchase that was made on the 1st of April for the Pure Mini Pod and also the Pure Smartwatch for $595 each for both products.
For your AirPods.
Why was there a charge for $59.95?
This $59.95 is the after trial charge if you did not call to cancel before the 14 days was over of testing your product out.
Yeah. Tell them to cancel it. Did you cancel that?
Now, it is a straight sale charge. However, I can, you know, make sure I cancel the account and definitely just to make sure there will be no more future shipments or charges.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay this $59.95 either, so you might as well cancel
that. That charge
on
the account is valid, sir. You did not cancel within the 14 days.
Well, sorry. I don't join things that tell me that I've got to do stuff.
Well, sir, you did join because you received
the
product.
You don't want to handle it, I'm going to handle it myself. I'm not going to pay it, so.
It's already paid, sir. That charge successfully went through. Now, I'm not disputing the transaction.